Not quite. You know, a lot of mistakes made today. You know, but that's the beauty of this game. You make mistakes and you can come back and do better the next day. So, you know, put my head in this playbook tonight and get better.
You talked about, you know, Bruce Matthews and Mike Munchak being here when they're both down there working with you in the other offense. What's that experience like then?
Oh, it's a great experience. You know, just learning from those guys and learning different techniques and, you know, the tempo that you need to run in the NFL and, you know, just picking their brains, asking them questions, and it's all helping me improve as a better player.
Chance, you noticed a big difference coming from T-Town to Nashville, college to the NFL? You noticed a big difference so far?
Not really. You know, the people are nice. I feel like I'm still Alabama. You know, I really love, you know, the support from the organization and my coaches. Everybody's real nice and, you know, accepting me, and I feel like I'm a part of the team. Not really. I feel like, you know, you're going to go through some growing pains, like Coach Munchak said. You know, you're going to make some mistakes, and you just got to learn from them and build each day.
As the number one draft pick among this group here, do you feel any sort of leadership responsibility? Like, do you need to set a tone? Do you need to keep guys pumped up or whatever?
I just feel like if I can do my job and be the guy that everybody has high expectations of me being, then I can you know, fill that role and help the team as much as possible. I just need to focus on, you know, me and doing what I need to do to help the team, and I can help the team the best. That's the best way I can do it.
What impressions did you get of Brian Schwenk? I know you guys worked out a little bit together. What impressions did you get of him and maybe out here today?
Oh, a real good friend of mine. You know, got a chance to know him a little bit in Los Angeles. We were training for the combine. You know, he brings a lot to the table. Should have been drafted higher. And, you know, he's going to be a great fit here. And, you know, I can't wait to, you know, play games with him.
What anything stand about him in particular?
Just a real athletic guy, really deceptive speed that you really couldn't, you know, expect from him. And, you know, he just has a lot of secrets that people don't really know about him in terms of how well he plays. So I'm excited to see how well he gets.
James, what was it like putting that helmet jersey on for the first time?
Man, you know, I actually didn't get a chance to, like, relish the moment. You know, I got on the field and it was just, you know, back, you know, and work mode pretty much, so I didn't really get a chance to really like take it all in, but I'm pretty sure tonight, you know, I'll call my mom up and tell her about it and it'll come in.
You got a chance to know a lot of your, I guess, new teammates, and what's the feeling like, I guess, you guys coming here as a group first weekend as rookies in the NFL?
Oh, it's a good feeling, knowing guys are hungry, guys want to work, contribute to the team and do anything in their power to help the team, and I see everybody in the playbook, so, you know, already day one, as soon as we got them, and good atmosphere and good energy.
What was it like being coached by two Hall of Fame offensive linemen?
You know, the expectations are really high. You know, they make fun of me sometimes when I mess up, but it's all in fun, and, you know, I can't wait to just continue to build a relationship with them, and, you know, they're going to help me become a great player.
It's been a long day.
Oh,
not at all. I think that's the best, you know, that's the best situation you can be in as an offensive lineman in general. I'm just blessed and I'm happy to be in this situation.
This a long day? Are you getting tired at this point?
Mm-mm, no, I'm having fun. You know, just it's gonna get a lot more fun each day because, you know, I'm getting back into football shape and, you know, just having fun with my teammates and learning new things and becoming the player I know I can be.
Get any updates for the guidelines for your jersey in the NFL? You been able to take it out, or are you gonna have to tuck it in, or what's the
well, for practice, I can pull it up unless Coach Munchak tells me to pull it down. And for the games, I gotta pull it down because I don't want to get fined. But probably after the game, I'll pull it up just so the fans will be happy. So I'm gonna try to make a compromise there without me getting penalized for it.
It's all tucked in here today, though.
You can see a little bit.
Yeah. You and Brian talked about kind of the relationship that Coach Mack and Coach Munchak had together and trying to be like a next generation of friends that close.
Oh, it's already happening. You know, the beauty of football is you build relationships without even knowing about it. So, you know, we're going through growing pains together just like they did. And, you know, learning together, I told him yesterday I was happy that he came in with me. It's a blessing, and we're going to mature together as players.
Good. Thanks, Chance.
Thank you, guys.